by boat from Maine to...
Well, when I was a little girl, they cut ice on the lakes. Antioch was surrounded by lakes. There are five lakes on the Fox River. They call the Channel Lakes. And they would cut that ice and put it in storage houses. They were built with a lot of sawdust in between the walls, and they were usually sunk halfway down, at least, in the earth, you know, and with more earth on top, and it kept for quite a long time.
Yeah, I don't think of it these days, what a problem that was.
It must have been. Well, look, wasn't it Caesar that sent them up to the Alps for ice for his ice cream?
Yes. Yes, you know, and it was a seasonal thing, and you did without other than that, and ate rotten meat, I guess. Do you know what year your parents were married?
1924.
Okay. Was your mother a housewife?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how far they went in their schooling?
No, I don't. Probably to the eighth grade. I don't know that there was a high school in Antioch. And my mother was there as a teenager, so I don't know.
So they met there, didn't they?
Yes.
In town. Mm-hmm. Did they go to school together?
No.
No.
My father was older than she.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know of any kind of social contacts? They may have had church, civic organizations, clubs.
Yes, they went to church, and my father belonged to the Masons, and my mother belonged to Eastern Star. My father belonged to the Elks, and my mother belonged to the Emblem Club. The women belonged to the Women's Club in Newhall. Mm-hmm. That was something that was big in those days. It's not so much anymore, but
no.
there were very many social things to do. There was no movie or plays or anything like that in Newhall, and in that day and age, you didn't travel so far to go for entertainment, you know.
No freeways.
No radio when we first moved there, you see.
Mm-hmm. Card games, women's club.
That's right.
No. Yes.
That's right.
And your own social contacts. I know, obviously, about the church.
Yes, well, let's see. I belonged to several things through the years. Toastmistress, and I belonged to the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Yeah.
And, of course, PTA and all those other kind of things.
Right. Yeah. Not anymore, but
no.
When the time was right. And your schooling, you went to school in Newhall, I guess.
I went to school in Newhall, and then in those days, there was not a high school in Newhall. So the children were bused to San Fernando.
Oh.
And so I went to high school in San Fernando. And I thought I was going to get to go to college. But my last year in high school, my grandfather, got sick. My father had died when I was 8, and my grandfather got sick, and we had to close the business, and there wasn't money for me to go to college, plus the fact that it was during the war. You couldn't get gasoline to travel, you know, and there weren't a lot of colleges around. I was accepted at SC and at UCLA both, but there was no way for me to actually go ahead and do it. So when the postmaster said that they were going to have civil service tests for the post office, I took the test and I got the job.
What were you going to study in college?
I was going into science.
Oh.
I hope.